Hello.
Hi, is this Nicola?
Yes, good morning. Yes, it is.
Hi, good morning. This is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Okay. So I saw that you're interested in the caregiving position. Are you still
Yes.
interested? Did anything change?
Yes, I'm still interested.
Amazing. Okay. So the way it works is first we're going to take care of the hiring process. And then, as soon as we find you a case, you'll be all ready and active to start right away.
Okay, no problem.
So I'm going to help you with the onboarding process.
Yes.
All right. Is now a good time to run through the requirements together?
If okay, sure, no problem.
Amazing. So I'm going to send you an introduction text, which will have all the information. That way, you don't have to write anything down.
Okay.
All right. I'm sending you three links: a link to an application that you'll need to fill out, a
Yes.
link to a competency test. You don't have to worry
Yeah.
about getting a good mark. As long as you fill it out, you'll get a pass.
Okay.
And then lastly, a link to fill out your I-9 and W-4 form. And
Yes.
that's so we have your information for when we pay you.
Okay.
All right, then next we're going to need two forms of ID from you. Do you have a driver's license and social?
I don't have a driver's license, but I have the state ID. I have the social.
Perfect. Those two are fine. You could send those
Yes.
over through text message. You could just take a
I
picture.
send them already. I have
Oh.
to send them again.
No. Where did you send them to?
I send them to Rachel.
To who?
To Rachel.
To Rachel.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which Rachel you're referring to. How you were in touch with Rachel when?
Oh, where are you calling from? I wonder if this is the right place.
Oh, I'm calling from Family First Care.
Oh, Family First Care. Oh, that is what I did. I applied yesterday online, right?
Oh,
Yes.
amazing. All right. Did you fill out the sign-up form or not yet?
No, not yet.
Not
And
yet.
where exactly is this?
So we have an office in Pennsylvania on Winding Drive.
Yes.
Philadelphia, but we're based out of New York.
Oh, you're based in, oh, but you have something in Philadelphia. Okay.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, so if you'd be able to send the IDs over to me through text message from the number that I texted you from.
Yes, okay.
Amazing. The next requirement is we need to see proof of 2-year residency in Pennsylvania. So that could be if your ID is issued from 2023, that would double as residency proof. It could also be like another ID or let's say a phone bill or a pay stub from
Okay.
2023 or
Okay.
before,
Yeah.
proving that you live there. Do you think you would have that to provide?
But I live here since last year, but since I live here, I've been working. I pay bills, everything in my name. I'm not here since 2 years.
Since 2 years?
No.
Sorry, when did you start working in Pennsylvania?
Last September.
Last September. So that was September of 2024?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, so if that's the case and you don't have proof of 2-year residency, we would need to send you to get fingerprinted.
Okay.
Do you think you, I'm saying you only where did you live before?
Jamaica.
Jamaica. Okay, let me see.
And this is the agency, right?
Yeah, this is the agency.
Okay.
Okay, my fingerprinting site is not opening. So I'm not able to schedule you in yet. But I could call you back and I could find an office
Do you
to
need
schedule you in.
applesauce?
Say it again?
Okay, not you. Okay, no problem. You could call me back.
Okay, amazing. And then lastly, we are going to need you to get a QuantiFERON or a TB test. Do you know if you had a TB test recently?
I have it. I have the results. I did one
Amazing.
along 2 months ago.
2 months ago, fantastic. So you could send that over to me.
Yep.
In the past, what did you do about the 2-year residency proof? Did you get fingerprinted already in the past or no?
Yes, I did it. I went for my state ID and I had to be fingerprinted.
Got it. Okay. Do you know if you have those results or?
Yes, I have it here. I have the ID. Because remember, they took your fingerprint when you went for the state ID.
Right.
Yes.
How about the fingerprinting documentation? How about that?
Would I have it?
Yeah.
Probably. I would have to check home.
Okay.
Yeah,
amazing. So when you go through your documents, if you could look for that also, and then let me know if you have it. If not, we'll schedule you to have it again.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll be in touch then, Nicole. I'm here to help you. Any questions, feel free to reach out.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Of course. Okay, bye.